Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. This is John Bushnell, husband of one for over 33 years, father of eight. And we are looking at making marriage great. So this is podcast number 21 and our fourth week. Is that right? Fifth week, the beginning of our fifth week. So it's another great Monday morning here in the middle of the country. Looking at a lot of different things. We started off with looking at Genesis and Hebrews 13 and why we need to protect the marriage bed and make marriage honored above all else. And looking at the beginnings with God and how He started it. And now we're moving forward. Last week was sort of a hard week, maybe, as I read in Colossians 3:19. And let me read that again, try and wrap that up as we go into, gonna try and go into 1 Corinthians 13 this week. But Colossians 1 or 3, chapter 3, verse 19. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them, is ESV. So just want to kind of end these thoughts on Colossians, looking at how we treat our wives, not causing them to be bitter, not causing them to feel that they're second to something else. Are they second to our job? Sure, we've got to go to work. We've got to make money. But is our job more valuable to us than our wife? Is our video game more valuable to us than our wife? You know, we have precious free time, especially young couples with little children. Free time is a valued commodity. And I think computer games, some hobbies can be very terrible in the sight of a wife if that's what's taking time away from her, is that computer game. So looking at this verse, we don't want to treat our wives harsh. We don't want to cause them to become bitter. We want to love them, cherish them, let them know how valuable they are to us. They really are this better part of us. Out of us they were made, in a sense. And then in Ephesians, Paul sort of wraps this up with the idea in Ephesians 5:28, where it says, and this is out of King James, "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself." So when I'm not taking care of the relationship between me and my wife, I'm not really taking care of me, am I? If I'm not taking care of the body that I'm in, I'm not taking care of the body that really belongs to my wife. We can get into that another time. But just really to give you a practical thing, guys, and again, I think I'm usually probably talking mostly to young men, maybe even some men that are in the midst of a marriage that's not going the way they thought it should. And maybe they're really looking at, hey, how can I be a better husband? That's a great place to be. Another great place to be, right, is on your knees, praying, reading God's word. And we covered that earlier on in an earlier podcast. But want to direct this, so what can we do today? What can I do today to really prefer my wife, say, over my addiction to a game? I've got a game on my phone that I really like playing, but it's not the best use of my time. It is definitely not something I should use or be on if I could be spending time with my wife. Even if that thing that I'm gonna do with her is not my favorite thing to do, it's probably better to focus on her. So think about one thing you can do to turn the tide of focusing on your wife. What's one thing maybe you can lay aside or spend less time with that would be beneficial to your marriage, beneficial to you really showing love toward your wife, showing that you prefer her over that said thing, whatever that is. And especially if it's something that you can put in your front of your eyes, like television, if it's football. You know, a game once in a while is not a bad thing, but if you're into football all day long on Saturday with college, all day long on Sunday, Monday night, Thursday night, that's probably a little too much. Just to be honest with you, we've got to prioritize our marriage, or our marriage is going to become weak. And when our marriage is weak, then we do really stupid, stupid things. So strengthen your marriage. And for guys that might be listening to this who are already in a broken marriage, they've been divorced, or guys that are looking at getting into a marriage, getting ready to get engaged or are engaged, just want to encourage you. Marriage is a great thing. God is a great redeemer. Jesus Christ can bring about a new life in our relationship. So for one who's getting ready to get married, hey, walk into it with your eyes on Jesus. Someone who's in a broken one or is broken by marriage, hey, eyes on Jesus. Really, he is awesome. He's worthy of all of our worship. And just to encourage you that Jesus can make things right again if you give him a chance. God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.